It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Darker Projects, in association with Infected Books, presents David Moody's vision of apocalyptic horror, Autumn. Audio production written and directed by Paul Mannering. Post-production by Matt McLaren. Original music by Devin Anderson, based on the book Autumn by David Moody. Autumn, Part 4.
There you go. Those gas cylinders should help.
Wonder what's in the shed. Looks a bit too big to just be for garden tools.
Have a look.
What's in there?
Oh, you won't believe this. It's only a bloody generator.
What, for making electricity?
I hope so. That's what they usually bloody do.
Would it work?
Dunno. I'll have a go at getting it started tomorrow.
So we're stopping here then?
Might as well.
Just our luck to find the farm belonging to the heaviest man in the district.
Watch out, mate, his leg's caught.
What the hell are you doing?
Digging.
Digging what?
A grave, of course. Why?
That was what I was going to ask you.
What do you mean?
Why bother? What's the point?
To bury the bloody body. Why? Is that a problem?
Oh, and when are you going to do the rest?
What?
Well, if you're going to bury this one, you might as well finish the job off and bury the other 50-odd million corpses lying around the country.
Don't be stupid. We can't...
Oh, for crying out loud, take a look around you. None of the bodies have been buried and none of them need to be.
Listen, we've taken this man's home from him. Don't you think that at the very least we owe him...
I don't think we owe him anything.
You're a hard bastard at times. All we're trying to do is...
All you're doing is wasting time. The two of you are stood out here taking pointless risks trying to do something which doesn't need to be done. Carry on if you want to. I'm going back inside.
Michael, you scared the hell out of me.
Sorry. You had the bed. I took the floor.
Everything okay? Sorry, did I scare you? I tried to make as much noise as I could getting up, but...
Doesn't matter.
What were you looking at out there?
Nothing. There's no damn point, is there? There's nothing left.
Something burning.
Hmm.
Oh.
Are we just going to sit here, or should we actually think about doing something constructive today?
Like what?
We've got to do something. I don't know what, but we've got to do something.
We need some decent food for a start.
We'll need other stuff too.
Such as?
Dunno, clothes, tools, petrol?
We could do with finding out exactly what we've got here first.
You're right. First thing we should do is go through this place from top to bottom and find out what we need. We won't have room in the van to double up on stuff. Carl, do you know what you'll need for the generator?
What?
Do you know what we need to get the generator started?
No, not yet. I'll have a look later.
We should get moving straight after breakfast. We'll check the house, get out, get what we need, and get back as quickly as we can.
The sooner we get started, the sooner we get back.
Any idea where we're going?
No. You? I'm sure I used to come around here on holiday with my mum and dad when I was younger.
So you can remember your way around?
No. All I remember is loads of small towns and villages all linked together with roads like this. If we keep driving in one direction, we're bound to find something sooner or later.
Hope we can remember the way back after this.
Of course we will. Like I said, we'll just go in one direction. When we've got what we'll need, we'll turn around and drive back home.
Ugh. Look at their faces. Christ, they look bloody awful. Even worse than before.
Which ones are you talking about, Carl? The ones walking around, or those still on the ground?
Both. Doesn't seem to be much difference, does there? Bloody stupid. They just walk into things. Go on, turn around.
Bloody hell, mate. Watch what you're doing, will you?
It's all right. That thing can't even see me. It doesn't even know we're here.
They're empty, aren't they?
What do you mean, empty?
Just what I said. There's nothing to them. They're just shells. Empty shells.
So if they're not thinking, why do they change direction?
They don't. Not consciously, anyway. You watch them. They only change direction when they can't go any further forward.
But why? If they can't make decisions, then they shouldn't be able to realise they're stuck. When they hit a wall, shouldn't they just stop and wait?
It's just a basic response, isn't it?
It's just about the most basic response. Even amoebas and earthworms react like that.
So what are you saying? Are they thinking or not thinking?
Not sure, really.
You sound like you're saying they might still have some kind of decision-making capabilities.
Suppose I am.
But on the other hand, they seem to be on autopilot, don't they? They're just moving because they can.
Christ, don't put me on trial here. I'm just telling you what I think.
So what exactly do you think? What's happened to them?
I think they're almost dead.
Almost dead?
I think that about 90% of their bodies are dead. Their nerves and senses are shut down. They're not breathing, thinking or eating. But I think that there's something still working inside them. Something at a very base level. The most basic of controls.
Such as?
Don't know.
Want to take a guess?
I'm not really sure. Christ, it's instinct, I suppose. They have no comprehension of identity or purpose anymore. They just exist. They move because they can. No other reason. Look at this one.
What's the matter with it?
I'd say it's fallen out of that wheelchair. Oh, God, what a stench. See, he's got a metal leg. Must be too heavy for it to lift.
See, this is exactly what I mean. Bloody thing doesn't even know it's only got one leg.
Grocery store. Let's fill the van and get out of here.
There's got to be something driving them on. I can't understand why they keep moving. And yet...
Bloody hell, give it a rest, will you? What does it matter?
You were the one asking me questions earlier at the village. You can't turn around now and say it doesn't matter.
I know, but I realise now that it doesn't matter. Why should we care why they do what they do, as long as they're not a danger to us? Christ, I don't care if we find 1,001 of the bloody things doing a song and dance routine around the house, as long as they don't-
Okay, you made your point. Sorry if I don't share your short-sightedness.
I'm not being short-sighted.
Yes, you are. You don't give a damn about anyone but yourself.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. I'm looking out for you and Carl too. I just think we need to face facts, that's all.
We don't know any facts. That's the whole bloody problem.
We do know facts. For a start, we know for a fact that it doesn't matter what happens to the rest of the population as long as nothing happens to us. We know for a fact that millions of people have died and there's nothing we can do about it. We know for a fact that there's nothing we can do for them and that we have to forget about them.
I know, but...
But what?
I can't help it. I can't just shut off like you can. I was trained to be a doctor, for Christ's sake. I was trained to help people.
I know, but you have to forget all that. Just accept that what's gone is gone. We've got to make the most of the little that's left. We've got to say bugger everything else and try and build some kind of future for the three of us here.
I know that. It's just not that simple, is it? We can't just turn away.
You've got to. Oh, Christ, how many more times do I have to say it? You've got to shut yourself off from the past.
I've tried, believe me. I just don't think that you thought about this like I have.
What do you mean?
I want to make sure we're safe, same as you do. But have you stopped to wonder whether it's really over?
What?
Who says that bodies getting up and moving again was the end of it?
What are you saying?
Have you stopped to wonder whether we really are immune? Have you considered the possibility that what got the rest of them might get us eventually?
I didn't...
Because there's every possibility that we might not wake up tomorrow. We might not be as safe as we thought we were.
So, do you think we should...
Any closer to getting it started yet, Carl?
Ugh! Damn generator hasn't been used for months. Hasn't been serviced in years.
So, assuming we are immune, do you think we can make something out of all this mess?
Don't know, do you?
We could be comfortable and safe here, I'm sure of that much. We could turn this place into a bloody fortress if we had to. Everything we could need is out there somewhere. It's just a question of getting off our backsides and finding it.
Daunting prospect, isn't it?
It's not going to be easy.
I think the most important thing is deciding whether we want to survive, not whether we can. I know we could have anything. Bloody hell, we could move into Buckingham Palace if we wanted to.
Once we've cleared out the corpses.
Okay, but you get my point, don't you? We can have anything. We need to ask ourselves if there's anything that will make any of this easier to deal with. I don't want to bust a gut trying to build something. We're just going to end up prisoners here, counting the days until we die of old age.
So what do you want? Assuming we've lost everything, can you think of anything worth surviving for?
Not yet, I'm not sure.
Would you listen to that?
I've done it! I've bloody done it! We have power!
Someone's out there. I saw movement.
What are they doing?
Go on, bugger off and rot somewhere else. There's nothing in there but the generator. Now they've gone.
Jesus, Michael, what are you doing with the rifle? Where did you get it?
Found this earlier. Thought I'd have a go at cleaning it up.
What's it for?
Shooting things. What else are you going to use it for?
I know that, but what are we going to use it for?
Don't know. Just found it and thought it might be useful. Hey, put that down. I haven't finished with it yet.
You ever used one of these?
No, but...
I have. Used to do some work for a bloke who used to shoot.
I don't like it. We don't need it. We should get rid of it.
I don't know. Anyway, we don't even know if it's going to work yet.
Looks all right. Mind if I try it out?
Yes. Bloody hell, I've spent ages trying to... Oh.
Did you say to that person?
I don't know. Probably not.
This looks okay, you know. This is just what we need. You never know what's around the corner these days.
I don't know what frightens me more. Dead bodies walking around the place, or him without one.
It's okay. I know about these things. They won't blow back. Watch this. I'm going to get that one over there. That body over there. See it? Right on the far edge of the next field.
Oh, leave it, will you?
You've got to hit it first.
I'm going to get him. What's he going to do about it? Bloody thing won't even know it's been shot. Damn. Missed.
He stopped. Bloody hell, he heard the shot. He must be okay.
Damn. I didn't hit him, did I?
Shut up, you didn't hit him.
He's coming this way.
Oh god, he's a survivor. Oh, you okay? Oh, Christ, the chances of finding you like this. Oh! Oh, it's no good! It's no bloody good! It's just like the rest of them!
You okay?
I'm alright.
Getting up again. Bloody thing! You stupid bloody thing! Why don't you just lay down and die?
Leave it! Come on, Carl, leave it.
Carl, come on!
Stupid bloody thing! Look at this thing! Just look at this bloody thing! It doesn't know when it's had enough!
And another one. What
the hell is going on? No bloody idea. Carl, we're getting out of here!
Carl, there are more of them coming! Let's get back to the house!
Going on?
Christ! There are loads of them out there! Bloody loads of them!
They've changed, haven't they?
I saw it last night. I didn't think anything of it until now.
What are you talking about?
You two were asleep. I went out to shut off the generator and there were four of them hanging around.
Hanging around?
Well, they weren't going anywhere. They usually just stagger around aimlessly. These were definitely moving around the generator.
Looks like they're starting to drift off again.
So what happened?
I switched off the generator and they disappeared.
It's like they're coming back to life, isn't it?
What?
Think about it. They're starting to regain their senses.
But why? Why now?
I don't know. Remember how they suddenly got up and started moving around?
Yes, but...
This must be the same thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't know, really. Maybe they weren't as badly damaged as we thought.
Jesus, they're dead! They couldn't be more badly damaged, could they?
I know that. All I'm saying is that something inside them has survived, and it's slowly beginning to gain some strength and control.
But they didn't attack me last night, did they? I walked right past them last night, and...
This must be a very slow and gradual thing. Look how long it took them to start moving again. Maybe they've only had the capacity to react like they did just now for a couple of hours.
This sounds like bullshit.
I know it does, but you come up with a better explanation and I'll listen. One morning, everyone drops dead. 2 days later, half of them get up and start walking around again. A few days later, and their eyes and ears start working again. You're right, Carl. It sounds like bull, but...
But it's happening. Doesn't matter how far-fetched it might sound, it's happening and we've got to deal with it.
I know, but...
But nothing.
It's sound. It has to be. They heard the generator last night. The gunshot this morning.
So we've just got to sit quiet and keep out of sight.
Then how the hell are we going to do that? Where are we going to get a silent car from? What are we going to do? Go out and get food on bloody push bikes? Wearing bloody camouflage jackets?
Shut up, Carl. You've got to try and deal with this.
Don't patronise me, you bastard.
Look, will you both just shut up? It's like Michael says, Carl. We've got no option but to try and deal with things as best we can.
So what are we going to do then?
We need to get supplies. If those things are going to become more aware of what's going on around them, then I think we should go out right now and collect as much stuff as we can carry. Then we get ourselves back here and lie low for a while.
And how long do you plan on lying low for? A week? 2 weeks? A month? 10 bloody years?
I don't know. How the hell should I know that?
Shut up, for Christ's sake. If you can't say anything without arguing, then don't say anything at all.
Sorry.
So, what are we going to do? Carl, where are you going? Come back here. We need to talk about this.
What's left to talk about? What's the point?
The point is we've got to do something, and I think we should do it now. We don't know what's going to happen next, do we? If this thing is progressive, then things could be 100 times worse tomorrow.
He's right. We've got enough stuff here to last for a few days. We need enough to last weeks. I think we should get out of there now, load up, and then get back and barricade ourselves in.
I don't want to shut myself away in here.
Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should try and look at the problem from a different angle. Maybe we should try and seal this place off from outside.
And how the hell are we supposed to do that?
Build a fence?
It'd need to be a bloody strong fence.
Then we'll build a bloody strong fence. We'll get whatever materials we'll need and we'll make a start. Face it, we're not going to find a better place to stay than here, are we? We need to protect it.
We need to protect ourselves.
Let's go.
Now?
Now. Following the sound of the van!
Over there. Supermarket.
I see it.
What are you doing?
Put your bloody head down. Killed two birds with one stone. Got us inside and blocked the entrance at the same time. Stop any of those bloody things getting in.
What about the ones that are already in here?
There's maybe 20 of them in here. Emma, what's the problem?
Rots and smell. It's like I'm going to be sick.
Let's get this done as quickly as possible. Get rid of the bodies first.
What are we going to do with them?
Over there. That door marks staff only. We can force them in there and barricade it shut. Piece of cake. There's nothing to them.
They're moving faster than they were before. Jesus Christ.
What's the matter?
You don't want to know what's going on outside.
How did they? Why so many of them?
They heard us breaking in, didn't they? It's silent out there. They'd have heard us for miles around.
There are hundreds of them out there.
And this is just the start of it. My guess is there'll be more of them coming.
What do we do?
Get out of here.
Have we got everything we need?
Don't care. Let's just go. The longer we leave it...
We need this stuff. We can't not take it.
We should just go. We should...
You two get inside. I'll finish off. And don't start the engine until we're ready.
Almost there!
Don't stop!
Autumn featured the voice talents of David Ault as Michael Collins, Rebecca McCarthy as Emma Mitchell, Mark Kalita as Carl Henshaw, Shane Harris as the narrator, Ellie Hirschman as Philip Evans, Clem Angus as Stuart Jeffries, Steve Anderson as Garner, Colin Snow as Ralph, Fiona Khan as the teacher, Zach Fester as the boy, Miles Reed as Jack Bynum, Joan Hovey as Sandra, and Laura Post as Jenny and Kate. Autumn was presented by Darker Projects Productions at www.darkerprojects.com in association with David Moody and Infected Books, www.infectedbooks.co.uk.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Mutual Audio Network, listening and imagining together.